The Das Kanim of Bali Tosvus and the Rambam Hilchus Tumas Saras, based on the Medrash, explain the Torah tells us, when the Torah tells us that Saras can manifest itself on our home, body, or clothing, they're not three independent things, but they're all connected. In other words, they represent a progression. In other words, first Kaddish Baruch Hu inflicts our homes with Saras, try to get us to improve. We learn the lesson, we move on. If we don't learn the lesson, after a while, he puts it on our clothes, and eventually he puts it on our body itself. And the Kli Yarka makes an interesting observation that all three of these places are all coverings, because our skin covers our bodies, which is covered by our clothing, which is housed inside our home. And the Be'er Yosef, as well as others, point out the Megala Mukos, that based on the Gemara Menachas Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that why these three areas, why on the body, clothing, and walls? Because the Gemara tells us in Menachas that God gave us the mitzvah of mezuzah, tzitzis, and tefillin, that we should be surrounded by mitzvahs, and it should deter us from sinning. And therefore, if we continue sinning constantly, so it shows that we're not keeping these mitzvahs properly, and therefore God takes it out. God is meramis to us by putting it on the walls. In fact, the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis points out that really this three-layer cover for us to speak, that Kaddish Baruch Hu try to prevent our mouth, our tongue, from speaking Lashon Hara or bad thoughts, so therefore the tongue's in a horizontal position as opposed to the other limbs, which are vertical. And then it's also surrounded by teeth, and it's surrounded by lips. And therefore, it's not coincidental. That's why if someone speaks Lashon Hara and becomes a Metzora, so therefore he gets thrown out of all Shalosh Machanas. So important is the mouth and the tongue, that how so holy it is, that the only place we find another three-layered covering is when the Aron Kodesh was moving, it was covered by the Parochas, the skin of the Tachash, and Sarkoat died with Tcheles. And it's the famous saying of Yisrael Salanter, the reason why Parsha Shmini comes before Tazria or Metzora, that just as we must be careful about what we put in our mouth, Parsha Shmini, all the macholas asura, so too we must be careful what comes out of our mouth. And we know it must be more difficult, because usually people who are very meticulous, not eating, putting non-kosher in their mouth, are less successful in not speaking Lashon Hara. And in fact, that could be the reason why by kosher we usually have a double seal, but by Lashon Hara we need a triple seal. And in fact, that's why Pashas Mitzora comes before the Yantav of Pesach. Because Pesach, it's a time we're going to do a lot of talking, hopefully on the Haggadah mitzvahs and davening. But since we're going to do a lot of talking, so therefore we read the Parasha of Mitzora and we think about the three-layered covering to realize how powerful, how holy our speech could be, and conversely, how dangerous it could be. And therefore, the Shabbos Haggadah, the Shabbos before Pesach, we read Mesorah to reinforce the message of how holy and important our speech really is.